Remember in Star Wars when Luke had the milk? Would you drink it?
The blue milk? Would I drink it?
Freshly squeezed?
Mm. What? Remind me, where does it come from?
I don't know. It's like some weird animal.
And
I think he milked it.
It's the teat?
Yeah.
It comes from the teat?
The only place where milk comes from.
I mean, that's...
Even almond milk.
Yeah. From the teat of the almond? I mean, hypothetically speaking, I would drink it. Yeah.
Have you ever tried goat cheese, actually?
I have, actually.
I wonder what goat milk tastes like. But
my dad buys goat cheese from Mexico, brings it over, and slowly eats it.
Whew. Shit's strong.
Takes about like 2 weeks to a month to finish it all. It's not too much, though. It's like a little roll of goat cheese, but I don't recommend it. It's not that great.
Yeah, it's a acquired flavor.
Yeah, and I feel like living in the United States, you don't necessarily expand your taste buds too much, so it is very unique.
Yeah, now I'm going on another tangent. This is really weird, and I don't think you can buy it here. Korean milk tastes so different, and I don't know what... Like, it tastes a lot different than just milk here. Yeah, I can't explain it, but they don't sell... I don't think they sell Korean... don't sell Korean milk here.
Because I'm assuming this milk is still from cows.
Yes.
I wonder if it has to do with like pasteurized versus unpasteurized.
Maybe. I don't know. It
or tastes, how it's pasteurized.
It tastes really... Now I'm on another tangent. I heard like... So in the U.S., we have to refrigerate our eggs. There are some countries where they don't.
Right. But we also... it goes through a process.
Yeah, yep.
That cleans it. But in doing so, it takes off the protective film.
Yep.
So therefore, we have to refrigerate it.
Yes.
So that's the major thing.
Damn, we just went on six tangents. We can start.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
We asked the questions here, Indiana.
And do you drink the blue milk?
Maybe.
With Daniel as well. So today we have three topics. We've got Kai Cenat and his Mafia-thon. We have Johnny Somali and what he's doing in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star Wars. Is it too much? So first we'll start on what we've done. For me, I've mentioned it. I've been exercising. I've gotten into running. I've been running for the last 4 days, 3 miles every day. I ran today 3 miles. What's funny is I had wrong ideas about running. I thought when you ran, you had to run like at a very high pace, like a 10 minutes a mile pace or something, mm-hmm. or more than that. Anything lower than that was not considered running. And now I'm on, recently, like the LA Marathon happened. So I've been all over running TikTok. And there's slow runners, which are 12 minutes, which I don't think is slow at all. But yeah, if I attempt to run a mile at speeds that are not comfortable for me, I can do it at 10 minutes a mile. But if I run at a pace where I can keep talking with someone, if I'm running next to them and stuff, it's usually about a 12-minute-a-mile pace. So then I run a 3 mile in 36 minutes.
You know what's funny? You mentioned the LA Marathon. I actually had a friend. I don't talk to this guy anymore, but he was doing the LA Marathon, and like he was getting progressively slower. And then he said that... He remembers, like, it was towards the end. It's, like, getting really dark. And he can see the people cleaning up coming up behind him. You never finished.
Well, that's crazy.
I was like, damn, that sucks.
Is there a time limit? I never even seen that. Because there's people that have taken, like, 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they were still handing out medals then. I'm not sure how long he was taking.
8 hours.
Which is, sheesh, I mean, I don't, that's not walking pace. Like, I don't think you can walk and finish it in a timely manner, essentially. Right. But, yeah, I mean, that's my goal, though. I don't think I'll be able to make it to this marathon, because there's different ways to get into the LA, or not specifically LA, to the New York marathon. Mm-hmm. I think I said LA marathon. I meant New York marathon this whole time. You can qualify by running a half marathon in a certain time. Or you can do, like, I think 8 or 9 marathons, I think half marathons, and then you have to volunteer to one, and then you can sign up for the LA, New York Marathon. Or if you do none of those, it's kind of like a raffle where you get chosen to go to the marathon. On top of being chosen, you have to pay for it, too. I think there's a cost to all marathons. I found out LA Marathon is $250.
Sheesh.
I was like, I have to pay $250 to like ruin myself. But I'm still down. They collect the money for charity. I don't know where it goes to, but I still want to do it. I really want to get into running and then eventually get a full marathon down, but we'll see if if I get there. But yeah,
a lot of half marathons have cool ass medals.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I looked up some 5Ks to start out. They have in December, they're doing a Charlie Brown. Mm. And I think they give you some swag, maybe a shirt too. So that I might attend that one. I think most 5Ks are around like $50 or so in the price range. I didn't see this one. I wasn't sure. But if you buy it super early, there's usually discounts on it. And the closer it gets to the event, the more closer it is to the full price. But yeah, it's exciting. I've been running. Still go to the gym 3 times a week. And I went back to Helldivers. And it's exactly the same game. I mean, they added some updates, like some more specific abilities that you can call down. But other than that, it feels...
Game of the year?
It was when it came out, but now that it's the same game, they have to add variety, man. Like, add 2 more, 3 more, like, different enemies. It's just bugs and robots. It's all it is.
They never added the third one?
They never added the third
one. Holy shit. And there's
still an event happening. There's still an event happening because now when you're in the ship waiting to go into a certain level, it shows a black hole, which I don't know.
What would be a crazy twist is... It's just two enemies, but they add a twist. It's like PvP humans.
Well, maybe. Or if you get sucked into the black hole and then you come out with like 2 different enemies now, you know, just completely change it. I don't mind not going back to the old enemies for now, but eventually just like, you know, have it on rotation.
The fall of Helldivers should be studied. Jeez.
Yeah, it was good when it started out, but then long term, you have to have the game updated a lot, apparently. Damn. Which is why I think, I hate to say it, because I don't want games to go this way, and this is a tangent that we're going on, games as a service. Because that
keep
way,
it fresh.
Yeah, they keep it fresh, man.
Fortnite?
Yeah, Fortnite. Look at Fortnite, man. They're always adding new things, and they're able to, like... I'm sure they paid a lot for this research, but they're able to tell like when something's getting too old and they just like make it fresh again. Mm-hmm. A new level, something happening like as the levels progresses.
Steal copyright dances. Make money.
Name it something else so it's not a copyright dance. So,
you know why they're allowed to do that? What I heard is the dance has to tell a story. If the dance doesn't tell a story, they can't.
So if I start a dance on TikTok and say,
well, everyone,
the reason why I started this dance is because my father, and then just start a whole story. that's what they do with recipes. Hmm. That's why when you like find recipes online, it has a whole entire backstory of how this recipe came to be and how it came from their great, 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 great grandmother. And then you can just add 2 tablespoons of brown sugar and stuff, and then
yeah, some of those TikTok cooking videos are.
But yeah, just
I mean, there's that Southern girl who does pasta, I think, or she does like
Haktua.
She did mac and cheese. Like, oh, how to make it. She does a whole bunch of different.
Yeah, yeah.
But she did the mac and cheese. I was like, damn. That's some good.
What's funny is for this week, the dinners that I made the lunch meals that I made for work is hamburger helper.
Mm.
Yeah, you just add a bunch of veggies to it, and then it makes it essentially like very, very dense. Like it fills you up, and it's only like 400 calories nice. Per serving. But the servings is very small. It's like 200 grams, which is really nothing, honestly. But it gets the job done for me. But yeah, that was it for me for this week. For the last 2 weeks. What about you?
I've been playing a game
called
Balatro.
Balatro.
And it might be
the next
indie game of the year.
Damn.
I'm sorry, Animal World. I mean, I played Animal World too.
Damn.
But Balatro, I am super addicted. It's not as good as Slay the Spire, but it's fun.
It looks like the regular cards. Like, it's a regular card game.
Windows 98 game. It's just basically, you just got to make poker hands, and you got score multipliers, and there's, like, bosses. No, you got to get a certain score to make it to the next level. But
Is it like what Tetris 99 did to Tetris, where it, like, revamped the scene? So this is revamping it for solitaire?
Poker.
Or for poker?
Not really. It's just its own game.
Its own game.
It's hard to it's just something about RNG makes games very fun.
Right.
So a lot of roguelikes. But there has to be like the thing I don't like about I wish Balatro had it. Oh, well, you can unlock cards and they're permanent, but I like roguelites where there's got to be stuff that's...
Yeah, like progression.
Not permanent, but there's got to be stuff that is permanent.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. And Balatro doesn't really have that except cards, I guess.
It's not unique, but I like the way that Slay the Spire does it where, like, you unlock the cards. So, like, a playthrough you played in the very beginning is a different way that you're playing it at the end of the game because you've unlocked more cards or all cards. Mm-hmm. And you can play different builds from that point. So I do like that. And then your like relics are not permanent. I mean, it's a permanent unlock to find them.
Mm-hmm.
But as your playthrough, you won't always find them.
Yep. I watched a shit ton of movies. Mm. I started...
Are you still on the Halloween spree?
No, every now and then I'll watch a horror film. Like I saw... I shouldn't have watched it because director's problemsome. Jeepers Creepers Part 2.
Oh, okay.
But I've seen a whole shit ton of movies, but I recently saw, I didn't finish it, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and it's okay. I mean,
that's the newest one, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was reading up on the making of the film, and it was a failure. Like, it was supposed to make $600 million to break even.
Yeah.
And I don't think it came close to that.
But it was better than the Crystal Skull?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was watching it. I was like, the action scenes are fucking good. Like, man. Oh, and they did the de-aging thing with Harrison Ford, and it looked weird in the beginning.
Yeah.
They showed a young Indiana Jones. Like, man, this looks kind of weird, man. Like, certain parts looked weird.
But it's just the beginning, I'm assuming. And then they, like, put him back to current time.
Yeah. But it was crazy because, like, if you remember Crystal Skull, like, well, I mean, this is going to be slight spoilers, but. You know, he got married and his son's Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
His son dies in this film. Like, I guess they're just like, yeah, we don't want to like hire these actors to come back. Son dies. So Shia LaBeouf's gone.
That's great.
His wife, they got a divorce. So she'll never show. She won't show
up.
Wow. I was just like, man, they just retconned his whole fucking story, dude. But yeah, the action scenes are cool. I don't know.
Do you think movies can ever be like comic books where they like retcon things and bring them back and stuff?
Yeah, not as bad as comic books, but I think they can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, which I'm afraid they're going to do that with Marvel films soon.
I mean, did they already come out? Venom?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard something about Spider-Man on that one.
And then, yeah. But, oh, I found a new app. It's called... So it's kind of like Tubi, but it's called Pluto. Man, the movies on there, Whoo, grade eight. I mean, I think I saw Saving Private Ryan like three times because I'll just leave it on and now I'm like working.
Yeah.
No, I only watched it twice. I didn't.
That's funny because I'm looking into building like a home media server, and I think Pluto TV is one of the ones that people use as their home media. Because you can also upload, like once you create it, you can upload your own movies into there. Like not for everyone, just for yourself, but it include movies that they have too. So it looks like you just have a wider collection.
Yeah. And then that went to Clippers game again, part two, courtside. It was like very last minute.
That was on Halloween.
Yeah, it was on Halloween. And I dressed up on, the reason why I dressed up is because the players dress up when they come in. And the deciding factor was, do people dress up in the game? And they do. So I was like, okay. So I went dressed up and went to the new Intuit Dome. It's not as crazy good as people make it. I went to the Clippers game when it was in the Crypto Arena and the Intuit. I like the Crypto Arena better, but it's like more technologically advanced, the Intuit. Like I heard, like if you like yell, scream, it records who's the loudest fan.
Wow.
So they give you a prize.
Wow.
But the food was better in the crypto. But I had to admit, the courtside, you get like a VIP like buffet thing. They had blue toro, sushi handles, tuna.
How many did you have?
I had three, okay. But it was the best thing in the menu, I think. God damn. But the previous at the crypto, they had like prime rib and shrimp, and I would have rather gotten that.
And each their own.
I dressed up also because that's not my last time being there. I'm going to try to get there more times. Yeah.
So. And I'm assuming this was done through your job again?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will try to make it more times.
And you said, we were talking about this earlier, but last time, but your company does like a secret present hiding thing, mm-hmm, right? It's for December.
Yes.
So you still have a chance for that one.
Yeah, three chances. It's okay, not just one present. It's like three chances.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it happens, I'm saying, like one time, and then out of those that one time, you can choose one of the three or something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good place to work for.
During the holidays.
It's just super far. That's the only thing sucks about it.
I know. And I remember in the beginning, you were like, I'm going to take the train. It's going to be cool.
If there was a train station nearby, there's no train station nearby the workplace.
Take a scooter.
But oh, and also bought my first grown man watch. Oh. I don't have it on me, but I have a lot of G-Shocks.
Yeah.
But I was, you know,
what is it?
Looking at watches is dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
They can go real.
I got the itch to like buy like a nice, like just regular hand watch. And looking at them, like, man, even like the standard nice ones, but like are not like advanced ones, dude, it's not cheap either.
Mine's like a low end. I mean, it was still expensive, but it's low end. Tissot.
Oh.
It's a Tissot, but okay. It's like very low end. But I was like, you know what? The next time I go to a Clippers game, I need a good watch, man. Need a good watch, but I'm already looking at the second watch I want to get.
I know.
And it's like, and it's like double the price of this one. And this one's kind of expensive. It's not expensive, but it's like kind of up there.
Yeah.
But then it's crazy because I look at the watch and be like, damn, I bought sweaters and jackets the same price. So that's my I was like, yeah, I'll buy the watch because I've bought jackets that are that expensive.
Do you have any watches at all right now, like a smartwatch or something?
I do have an Apple
smartwatch. Do you wear it?
Rarely.
Okay. I feel like you should start like wearing one just to get used to it.
Oh no. I mean I've worn watches before. I used to have G-Shocks.
There was a moment where baby
boy watches. G-Shocks.
I used to have a moment where I got into watches, but like I bought super cheap watches. There's a company called Modify, I think. And they would make like rubber watch holders, and then you can just change the faces. And I would buy like 16 different faces, was like less than like $80 in total, and I would keep changing them out. But then at some point, like I just didn't like how the feel of it. But I also wasn't taking full advantage of like the watch itself. So that's why. But now I have a smartwatch and I've worn it like every day. So I got like a little tan going on.
I mean, the dream is to get a Rolex, but that's like so risky to wear.
Yeah, I mean, like, it'd be nice if I had like, you know, just whatever money, I would probably get one. But other than that, if I was living comfortably, I probably still wouldn't get one.
Damn. Jimmy had a Rolex. Rest in peace, Jimmy.
That's just like...
It's but it was given to him by his father.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like it's just unnecessarily expensive. I would rather buy like a nice watch that is probably like close to like a couple hundred, maybe like $800, $900.
What trips me out is those... It's usually rappers. They're wearing watches that cost $1 million.
Yeah.
That fucking trips... That's a little too crazy, but I mean it's a flaunt, I guess. They look at my watch and I'm like, "Good this." Oh, and I made more progress towards Project Hail Mary, the Andy Weir book. It's okay. They did something good actually. As a writer, I was like, "That's actually pretty smart the way he wrote it." Because like, I mean, the basic story is. This guy has to go to this different planet, or I don't know. He has to go somewhere really far in space because Earth is dying. And as he goes there, he sees another alien, like an alien spaceship, and they meet. And the cool writing part is they're like communicating and stuff. The cool writing part was he made the guy live with the alien's like, oh, can I just live in your spaceship? I was like, that's fucking smart. Like, they made it, like, that's a good storytelling and, like, interesting technique. I was like, damn, I didn't see that coming.
I mentioned it before, but Enemy Mine.
Yeah.
It's a damn good movie. I love that movie. It's a very old movie, but...
Lou Gossett Jr.
Yeah.
I think it's Dennis Quaid. Dude, is it Dennis Quaid? Dude, he's so problematic now.
But yeah, I'd recommend that movie to a lot of people. Like, it's such a great movie. It's really weird because it had the ideology of the things at the time were very still not accepted.
That's it.
All right, let's get into the topics. So we'll start out with Star Wars. You brought this up, so you'll have to talk about it. But Star Wars, is it too damn much?
They're the news that I
they're
heard.
They're announcing
three more movies.
Three more movies. Episode 19, movies. 20, and 21.
Should they? I actually don't know if they're okay. So yeah, Rey is gonna be the main character.
Oh really?
Yeah. I was like, should they just make new characters or should they just?
So the last one was called Rise of the Skywalker.
Yes, Rey Skywalker.
Yeah, I know. Spoilers. So now this one should be Return of the Skywalker. But yeah, like, I mean, you may be tired of it, but I think it's just a cool concept to create like a world of movies and continue on with the series. Because they not only do they have movies, they've got shows, they got books. Usually the books are about the movies that are coming out or... The movies are about the books, but either way, it's like a whole world of it. And it allows people to just like enjoy storytelling in a different way rather than reading books. So I think it's great, but you're tired of it.
Yes. Even but I had to admit though, like I know a lot of people didn't like the last three films. I think they're okay. They're not that bad.
The thing is, I think every film is okay. Like, We have like the older audience that watched the original three that are like, oh, these new movies suck. And then we have the newer audience that watch these newer movies and are like, the old movies suck. And it's just like, either way, it's going to have haters and I don't mind. I just think it's great. Like,
it's kind of funny because like when I try to look at it objectively, I think the original three, some of it hasn't aged well. I mean, some of it's okay. It's good, but... You know what's crazy? Like, I think back to, like, The Godfather Part 1. That thing, it still holds up. Like, nothing about it. I guess there's this one special effect that looks kind of weird, but yeah, everything else.
I need to watch it. I've never watched Godfather.
Godfather 2 is better than 1, though.
I gotta watch all of them.
Unpopular opinion.
Are they... They're longer than average movies, right?
Yes.
3.5 or 3 hours?
They're probably like 3.
Oh.
Yeah, they're long.
It's so funny because when Titanic had come out and people were complaining about 3 hours, I was like, it wasn't that bad. But yeah, like now I can see at an older age, it's just like time. You don't want to waste time. Time is money and there's limited time.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's cool. Same thing with Avatar. I mean, we have a third freaking, 4 hour movie coming out. That was, I mean, I think they were already starting film after the finish of the second one. I think it's cool. I'm excited for the game. I don't know if it still hasn't been canceled, but they're remaking Knights of the Old Republic, I think. Yeah. They only teased it. Yeah. So there hasn't been more news about how the project is going on. Maybe there has been, and I just haven't read it, but I hope that news is not. It's being canceled, so. But yeah, we'll move on to the next one. And this is Johnny Somali and what he's done in Korea. So first of all, Johnny Somali is a streamer that likes to have attention.
Bait streamer?
Maybe. He's a bait streamer. So he's not new to this. He's not new to doing this. But he is new to doing it to Korea. And he's finding out that he should not do it in Korea. But essentially, he disrespected, I guess, certain laws,
memorials,
yeah, laws. like statues, stuff like that, and he was not quiet about it, so people were not happy with him, and now they're hunting him, they're stream sniping him. To treat him terribly. And I think right now the government is actually going to get him some jail time. Probably
He's in jail right now.
Oh, he's
he
in
can't
jail
leave
right
the country.
He can't leave the country. Yeah, that's
he's
right.
He's facing 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, 7 to 10 years.
I think another thing that he did, which might land him 7 years, is he used AI to create a girlfriend in Korea. And in Korea, AI is like, you can't use AI technology.
Wow.
So he is.
So can people use it without the knowledge? Like ChatGPT, like writing paragraphs and stuff?
So I think you can use it for that, but you can't use like things to like mislead, like pictures.
Okay,
I think
okay.
more, it's
okay.
more of a visual thing.
Okay. Yeah, because like I found out at work, like, dude, almost everyone uses ChatGPT. And I was like, what the heck? You guys can't think on your own? And I mean,
write perfect shit.
I know, yeah. So, but it blew my mind. I was like, "Can you write an email?" And you're like, "Yeah." And then they wrote it inside ChatGPT, and then it just came out with like a better response. And they just pasted that. I was like, "What the fuck is happening right now?" And I like just the realization that everyone's using ChatGPT.
What's crazy is this is like a side topic. It's about AI, but have you ever heard of Tim Hagley? He's like Watch Guy.
Oh yeah,
Love
yeah.
the Journey. Did you see the one where someone found him, like that? And he's like, how'd you find me? He's like, I asked AI, where would you most likely be? You would be here. I was like, dang.
What
he was
the
like
hell?
What? I was like, that's fucking crazy.
What's funny is, so I like, he pops up on my For You page. I didn't know he sold or owns a company that sells watches. I just know that when people find him, he hands them a watch. I just assumed that was like the gift that he gives people. I didn't realize he was, underhandedly promoting his company.
My watch is more expensive than his watch.
But that blew my mind. And then, so Johnny Somali.
What do you think should happen to him? Like,
I think the government should is doing the right thing, and I don't think.
I'm in a hard spot. Cause
yeah.
If they let him go, he's not going to learn his lesson. He's going to go back to the same way in a different country or something. So I want him to go to jail.
The thing is, too, is there's like a lot of people that don't understand the repercussions of what they do. and they just take everything as a joke, or like, I'm too famous for anything to be done to mm-hmm. me. But the thing is, even if they choose to have Johnny Somali be like the scapegoat for that, they won't. He might learn, but like other people still won't learn. Like, it's just I think it's an epidemic of like the stream industry, and it's quick uprising, you know, where people just assume they can get away with it. So I feel like there's been instances of like other streamers like Kai Cenat being too rowdy I think in New York, was it? He had rented out a place, and then they kicked him out of there. But I mean, it wasn't like so big, so it wasn't like big news and stuff. But I'm sure that could have gotten out of hand if the person chose to, like, you know, make a bigger noise about it. But yeah, I mean, I think the government is doing the right thing. I think he should be punished. I don't think the citizens should have taken responsibility, because the guys, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to that guy. I know he got arrested. One of them ended up catching Johnny Somali.
I know the general consensus of the public is okay with it.
Yeah, yeah. They see that guy as a hero. But I mean, it doesn't mean that the government's still not going to, you know, prosecute him and be like, hey, you hit someone when you shouldn't have. I'm not sure how that's going to work for him, but
I think it's okay. Like, the Korean justice system is kind of weird. It's very patriarch.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think he'll be all right.
No, you mean the guy who attacked. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So that's very, good.
It's not perfect, the Korean justice system. But
I mean, it's kind of like that everywhere, though. Nothing's perfect.
True. It's kind of worse, though, than here. If you're rich, you could get away with a lot of things.
Which is what I'm worried about with Johnny Somali. I don't know how rich he is, but he could use connections and money to maybe just get out of there fast.
Before. A lot of, like, I mean, I hate to say, a lot of the 98% of the presidents in Korea were corrupt. They all have some kind of, like, you never hear, I mean, you hear it here, but like, they're severely corrupt. They get paid.
Damn.
Paid. A lot of them. 98%. I think there's only like one or two presidents that nothing was found on them. They could have been corrupt, but nothing was. So, money talks there.
I mean, it's similar to like the music industry. Hmm. Where there's corruptedness happening.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So, we'll get away from that. We'll talk about Kai Cenat and his Mafia-thon. And I think this is his second Mafia-thon, which I don't even know when the first one was. Was this before he, like, got huge?
No clue.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it's just a gimmick. Like, my second one, even though I never did the first one.
Shit.
I've not looked further into this, but
the face of Twitch overthrew.
Yeah, he's pretty much right now the face of Twitch. In 11 days, he took the face of Twitch. He is the number one subscribed streamer. And I think that was the goal with this Mafia-thon, which is a month long, I believe. And so he's 11 days in, and he already broke the record again. So he broke it with Elden Ring. Then Iron Mouse broke it with a charity stream. And he broke it again, and he's not even halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how high he goes. But yeah, he might hold this one for quite a while. I'd say 6 months he's going to hold this record for. And then someone's going to swoop in there.
And he's had nonstop guests.
Which is
Kodak
like
Black, Glorilla.
Which is crazy.
John Cena was before the Mafia-thon. Yeah, yeah. I remember he had John Cena.
But I mean, that's becoming a big thing. Like, I don't.
Kevin Hart was before the Mafia-thon.
Like, I feel like it's a way to promote, you know, obviously.
A lot of young kids are watching, so.
Yeah.
They're.
So if they want to promote a movie, just hop on there, act like you're there for fun, and then be like, oh yeah, I'm going to be in a movie, by the way, guys. Just letting you know. In case you guys want to check it out, the millions of people that are watching this right now.
I mean, we was trying to avoid this. So Trump went on Aiden Ross's stream. It probably did good for Trump.
It probably helped him a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we see the results now, so it probably did help him a lot.
But if you had a Mafia-thon, name three celebs.
Michael Jackson.
Okay. Bring him back.
Bring him back.
It's impersonator. There's that TikTok video of that impersonator watching another impersonator. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And he acts like he's the real Michael Jackson. I'm like, bro, you're a phony looking at a phony. Actually, I only know one, so the other two are going to be freestyle for me.
So one of them is not like... I'd bring Nardwuar.
Woo! That's a good one.
I'd bring Nardwuar. And I only bring that up
because... And he would ask you questions that only you know. Like, what dude? The fuck?
Be like, you didn't even have time to fucking research me. How did you know?
So like, he's like, World War Warcraft and the monkey, huh? Tell me about the monkey.
Imagine we see like the stats. Someone in like Canada is listening to our podcast and then he just...
Nardwuar is cool as hell.
Yeah, so Nardwuar would be one for me. What about you?
My number one pick, and this is, the other two are going to be freestyle, Obama.
Obama? Yeah,
he's not going to say yes, but if I could somehow pull Obama.
This is a hypothetical, and hypothetically, they're not going to say no.
Yes, Obama.
So Obama. Man, I would like to choose someone like politically that was popular or like famous.
I know a person.
No, not that person.
Johnny Somali. I don't know who you think.
Let's see. Who would I choose? I would like to choose someone that like a musical artist, probably like Doja Cat would be pretty cool. Mm. I'd probably like Doja Cat or like
not.
Oh, it's funny, too, because I think Cinna is her name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she reached out on Twitter asking Doja Cat, because Cinna's going to be in L.A. For I don't know how long, but she asked, like, hey, while I'm in L.A., can we collab? Please, please, please. So, yeah, I think I would choose Doja Cat as my second one.
I need a translator for this guy. Hideo Kojima.
Oh.
And just ask him, just pick his brain. Did you like it?
I mean, in that case, since I'm a huge fan of like Studio Ghibli films.
Ooh. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Maybe Miyazaki instead.
Yeah.
Because I kind of know a lot of stuff about Kojima. Yeah. Kojima's interesting. Because I don't know his person, Miyazaki's person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But you're going to pick the other.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan and I'm going to be like, why are you always quitting? Yeah. I mean, do you have any special guests? Any special?
Third one. My last one. Oh, no. Hmm. Maybe someone musically. Damn. No. I know who. I'm just afraid what he would do on the show. Eric Andre.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, that would be.
I mean, with Tyler coming out with his new album, you can get Tyler on there.
See, I'm not really a huge Tyler fan, so it's just. I don't know.
You know what? I'm not it might grow on me, but so far I'm not digging that. This new album, it's not like the music style is not for me, but I feel like certain songs of like after listening to them some time, it's kind of growing on me. So maybe in time I will like this album, but for right now, not my favorite album of his. And I feel like it's not a bad thing, like great for him, this is just like what he's doing, but it's just become like a promotional thing. His Mafia-thon. He's just inviting people over. People kind of telling who they are. Things like that. But I mean, that's how it started with Ninja. He brought like Drake. mm-hmm. and then started mm-hmm. bringing a bunch of different people to play with him on Fortnite. I feel like that's the next big thing. Like, if you're going to be a big streamer, you have to become friends with, like, famous people.
Yeah.
And bring them over. I guess to impress my sisters, I'd bring Billie Eilish. they love her. Always trying to go to... I mean, like, growing up, I really didn't do concerts. And then just more recently, I've been going to, like, concerts because I take them to concerts. So, you mm-hmm. know, I've gone to a few Billie Eilish... A Taylor Swift at the very, very top.
Went to a Kanye concert for $20.
I mean, there was like two, three?
I don't know. See, so my general
We had the Nebuchadnezzar.
I haven't been to a lot of concerts, but every concert I've been to always starts late. So when I'm late to a concert, I know I'm not late. Like, I remember I went to the Kanye Drake concert, but before that it was the Game Awards. And it was like cutting it close to get there. I was late going in. I was like, I'm not late. And I wasn't late. Like 2 hours when it was supposed to start. I was like, I wasn't late. The music has not started.
That's crazy. But yeah, we did church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We did Nebuchadnezzar. Did we do one more?
I think it was only two.
Was it only those two? Yeah. And both were like $20 each.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's an infatuation with 20 because everything in his store is $20.
He wants to be 20 years old again.
Alexander Hamilton. I think that's on that 20. Or is it Andrew Johnson on 20? I forget.
So you're telling me one of his songs is going to have Alex Hamilton on there?
20.
All right. That's all I got. You got anything else?
Just avoid grandmas with...
Avoid Suki. Crazy grandmas yes. that want to suck.
Dun-da-dun, dun-da-dun, dun-da-dun.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace.